Let's connect the dots. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison, and we're going to connect the dots tonight. Oh, yes, we will. You know, there are new thoughts crowding out old realities. There's revolution in everything that we see. Yeah, the new age is coming. It's upon us already. We're halfway there and halfway leaving the rest behind. And I'm inviting everyone to get on the train because it's getting ready to leave. It's going to happen this year, whether you want it to or not. It's going to happen. And let me tell you that if you don't know about the event coming, you know, what do you know? Mechanisms have been put in place to assist humanity. We cannot directly interfere, but we can offer guidance in creating gateways of opportunity. These gateways, which are open and present now, lead to the highest path for humanity and the greater ease we restore. Words of Wisdom by Merlin. Lay aside all outer distractions and focus on your present desires, goals, and aspirations. This approach to your life will align you with your soul mission and place you on your highest timeline. All else is a waste of your consciousness and energy. Courtesy of Master Merlin. Your Creator is gifting you a new world. How soon this new world materializes is up to you. As you focus on creating the new, it advances towards you, while focusing on the old keeps you at bay. You see, dear one, the choice is always yours to make. Words of Wisdom by Master Merlin. Oh, yeah. You know, Merlin the magician, you must have heard about him before. Well, let me tell you, he's talking to us from the past, but what he had to say was relevant for today. And, of course, I'm sure Merlin the Magician is in communication with some of the people today. There are people communicating with the extraterrestrials. And some are communicating with the good ones, and some are still communicating with the bad ones. And there are a lot of negative influences, subliminal influences, still going on. Oh, yes, there are. We don't have to look for it and find it. I mean, it's my personal observations that both Trump and his partner in crime, you know, members of the billion year co-op, are being influenced to engage in things that are not the best for the future of humanity. They're doing some good things, but they're also engaging other things. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. It's also an educational show. Hey, if you call on that number, you have the opportunity to engage in educating the listening audience. And, of course, I'll assist you in that with an ad-lib conversation, and hey, feel free to call in and ad-lib your conversation. Have it coming from the heart and the knowledge that you know. Share it with all of us, and then we'll know. Well, anyhow, all I have to say, I have to make a few comments here. Hey, happy Valentine's Day ahead of time, because by the time the show is airing next week, and this is a live show, Valentine's Day will be over, so I had to say this week. Happy Valentine's Day, all you lovers out there. And, So, here's the deal. You know, it's on the news. I'm sure you heard about it. Trump is talking about turning the Gaza Strip into the new Riviera, because it's on the Mediterranean, I guess. You know, trying to prove that he's still the world's greatest real estate tycoon. Yeah. Meanwhile, the people are suffering beyond belief there, and he's talking about hotels on the beach. And he's talking about taking over the whole property, too. Where's that consideration for the people who are suffering? You know, you know, that needs to be put into consideration. And the Muskie one, the one who blocked me on Twitter because I said I didn't like his two-tier system, he took over Twitter and he didn't do anything good for it, really. Yeah, he didn't do anything good for it. Absolutely. He left in all the roadblocks that are still there that prevent us from giving our opinions. You know, they still got those stupid sayings up. Don't bother to quote what you're trying to say because we're going to discard it before you're done. The nerve. Well, how come we didn't take that out? Here he is. You know, what a hypocrite claiming he's for free speech. And he stifled all of us that don't want to pay to play with this two-tier system. You don't buy that blue chip. The machines have been ordered to make sure close to nobody gets to see what your tweets are, what you have to say. Then this is the guy, you know, that people are foolishly believing he's for the good. I don't think so. He's good for the rich people, obviously. He's a billionaire. And all those billionaires are the same pretty much. Show me one that's not. They all care about the elite and their elite friends, and that's it, you know, and making more money. They don't have any care about the poor people that are suffering. And that's the honest to God truth. And prove to me it's not that way. It's calling radio show. And that's my take on the whole situation. Yeah, Trump's doing a few good things with the American economy, getting rid of some of the dead weight that's wasting taxpayers' money, but the audacity to talk about, tossing all the Palestinian people out so he can rebuild Gaza to his liking. And no doubt they won't have any access to the beach because it will be all hotels and gambling casinos and all that kind of crap that this world doesn't really need. And he's headed for trouble, I guarantee you, with the route he's taking over there in Gaza. Heading for trouble. I don't know, did he officially name Greenland? I mean, he hasn't even bought it yet. And who's he going to buy it with? Taxpayers' money? You know? And is he bothered to ask if we want Greenland? You know, do we really want to waste our taxpayers' money on Greenland? Is it really an asset? You know? Asset for who? Maybe the military thinks that's great. Yeah, you know? Put up some more security systems or something like that, more missile silos, more, more of the harmful radiation machines that they got. The world is being destroyed systematically by the New World Order, who are the puppets of the negative ET races. And the battle continues, you know? And I know I said it last week, but those of you who watch TV, free TV, that is, you got to realize that more than half the commercials are about big porno products. And they're really conning people into getting vaccines. Yeah, you should get your children vaccinated by age 9. Kind of morons are there talking. And I said it, maybe I say it every week, who knows, but I'll say it again. I defy any so-called medical professional to call into my radio show, and I will unfortunately have to show him how ignorant he is. I'll ask him some key questions, and he won't have the answers, and especially regarding vaccines. There is no logic to vaccines when you have the knowledge of what makes up a human being. And vaccines, you know, it's been in the plan since the beginning of vaccines to use them to destroy the health of healthy people. And they come up with all kinds of lies about how they're achieving success. And it's all a manipulation of the conversation, you know? And they haven't proved anything. Really, they've discovered like how they can inject things in your body and hide all other kind of poisons and use the vaccine to get these things injected into your body. The whole fact, even the point of putting needles into somebody's body, it's kind of torture. At least it was for me when I was a child, and I still, I don't want anybody sticking a needle in me. It hurts, you know? And just the idea of it, you know? You ever heard the saying, your body is your temple? Well, don't allow your temple to be invaded by needles and foreign substances that really have no business being there. True healthcare involves vibrational healing. You know, there's a lot of new places coming up that are offering vibrational frequencies, vibrational lights. And a lot of them are probably scams. You know, you got to use your common sense on these things. You got to read some books. You got to get some real knowledge about who is doing what, you know. Because there are always, you know, until the new reality brings us into the fifth dimension, there are still going to be deceivers out there. And a lot of the medical profession people are deceivers. The pharmaceutical companies, they are surely deceivers and pawns of the new world order. And the WHO, World Health Organization, World Organization to kill you, to make you sick, and then offer you fake remedies just to keep you locked in their control mechanisms. That's the reality we have to deal with now. And there's still, you know, the phone companies are in it too, the audacity to say, look at all those wonderful 5G towers out there. Oh, yeah, they are so beautiful. Meanwhile, avoiding the facts that we found out already, that the 5G towers are harmful to the people around them. In fact, you've been tricked in making your home harmful with Wi-Fi broadcasting all those, you know, too powerful vibrations through your house, you know? It's not good. Get yourself an RF meter and you will see how dangerous Wi-Fi is. And how dangerous a cell phone is when it's directly up against your face. If you don't want to spend the money to get the meters, well, you're not going to find out the truth because they're not going to tell you on the fake TV news. You know, they don't allow things, truth speakers, unless it's a truth they approve of. But this is the game that we're forced into playing this is a situation that we have to deal with. Meanwhile, how many people out there really know that the sun is increasing its vibrations? It's sending new frequencies to help us move into the new reality, the age of Aquarius, the fifth dimension, the faster vibrating dimension. The frequencies get so high, the demons can't follow us into that dimension. They can't exist there. They need low frequencies like we have here on Earth, you know? And it's been said that all the new children being born, or with the new children in the last 10 years or so, they are superior children in many, many ways. Of course, they're being dumbed down by the over-control of official authorities. And it's a very unfortunate thing because very few parents know what their children are being subjected to. Harmful energies. And the schoolroom is not a safe place for your children anymore. You got too much Wi-Fi in the rooms, too many people's cell phones turned on and bringing in negative energies. And so for the number of hours that children have to spend in school, inside the school building, they are being subjected to a harmful amount of radiations. This is serious stuff. And if you, the parents, don't go to the school meetings when they allow you to talk, you need to be squawking big time and tell those people, you're not protecting our children because you haven't dealt with this issue. And if you want to prove your point, you better have an RF meter with you so you can show them right there. Look at the meters off the scale. Or it's just simply too high. It would be safer for children to be learning their lessons outside. Exactly. In this day and age. Because everyone's got the cell phones and the classrooms are wired for Wi-Fi. And, depending on what part of the room you're sitting at, the classroom, some people will be exposed to more harmful radiations than others. But this is a serious health epidemic waiting to happen because the number of years that children have to go to school, you know, we're talking 8 grades, I guess, right? 5 through 12 and kindergarten. That's 8 years of your child's life. 8 hours a day, 250 days a year. That's a lot of time in hazardous zones. So you really don't want that. And this conversation has to be talked with the school board. You, the parents, really need to fire the people. If they don't listen to your concerns and change the situation for the better, you need to have them removed one way or another. You know? If you're not willing to stick up and fight for your children, what kind of parents are you? You know, everybody doesn't want to waste their time and go to the board meeting when it's an opportunity for the parents to meet the school teachers, but you need to do that, and you need to squawk, and you need to tell them, you can't, you know, I can't send my child to your school if you're not going to be concerned about the harmful negative vibrations. And it's not going to be a pleasant thing to do because the school board people are a bunch of just rule followers. They don't know their ass from the hologram when it comes to dangerous electronics, guaranteed. So it's a battle. But if you're not willing to fight for a safe, healthy school environment, what's your problem, you know? And that's the responsibility of children and sending them to school this day. We don't need Wi-Fi or cell phones in classrooms for the kids to be taught whatever they're teaching now. And these are serious issues. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You've got something to add to what I'm talking about or something great phenomenon, you know, like you were driving home last night and you saw an alien walking across the road, you know, an ugly looking gray or something like that. You saw a spacecraft laying in a cornfield. You know, some of us get to see these opportunities and some of us don't. But we all need to stop pretending that these things don't exist. You know, government has brainwashed the people. All governments have brainwashed the people of the world that there are no civilizations out there. We're the only ones. ETs are make-believe only for science fiction movies. If it wasn't for science fiction movies, boy, we'd really be in the dark then. Luckily, they've brought to light for the last 50 or 60 years, the fact that there are being some other worlds, and a lot of them are not nice. But there's nice ones, too. And the nice ones have promised to land the first half of this year. Hey, we're into the second month already. So it's going to be sooner than you think. And if you don't know about the event coming, you know, this cosmic event, the whoosh of energy that's going to travel right into our atmosphere and all around our bodies, and it's going to be the beginning of heaven on earth. And we should be looking forward to it. We should be preparing for it. So that puts a burden on the general population because no official government wants to even talk about this stuff. And, you know, all schools should be alternative schools at this point in time. Throw away all the old history books because they're tainted with misinformation. And they're missing important information about off-world contacts with humanity. Information is out there. These are historical records of meetings with human beings, with extraterrestrials. It's been going on for thousands of years. And the fact that we're using history books that completely omit that very important factor says the kids are not getting taught real history. One of the problems with history, I remember most of the things I want to remember is the wars. You know, first of all, we don't want war, really. But no, that's what the history books are filled with. Who conquered who? Who had a bigger army than who? And these are not things that are helpful for humanity to evolve and go into the faster moving dimensions, the higher dimensions where love is the primary force, not this duality of hate, anger, putting people down, and all those other bad things. Society has tricked us into accepting. And they continue to trick us into accepting bad things. And this has to change. The people, you know, the regular people need to unite and start taking command of the situation. There's a few real bold people out there, but they are in a very small minority. And also the people that are awake and looking to use their bodies to as conduits for light coming in from the great central sun, coming in from paradise itself. The requests have been made. We're getting assistance, you know, so they can no longer use that excuse like they used to do on Star Trek. The prime directive prevents us from interfering. Well, there is some kind of thing of non-interference, but we've been asking, at least enough of us have been asking. Most of us are stuck in the boob tube land or stuck doing something that's ungodly. And you're not being helpful, you know? Humanity needs to join forces. Us good people need to stick together, as the saying goes. And there are plenty of good people, but unfortunately, many good people are too passive and too easily manipulated and too brainwashed to believe they have to obey an authority, even when the authority is an evil authority. And most governments are evil authorities, or they play favoritism to the rich. Allow the people elected to office, allow the people with money to buy them out. And those are the elites are the ones that the politicians serve. That's the way it is. And nobody can prove otherwise, really. It's sad because we're all getting cheated, you know? We're all getting cheated. We got people pretending to be doing something for us when they're only serving the elites. And I have to take a second or two to have a swig of water, listen as I drink it. Ah, that was good. Nothing is more refreshing than ice cold water. That's it. I prefer ice cold water as opposed to lukewarm water. And, hey, to each his own. Water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's what they say when they're lost at sea. And talking about sea, let me just remind everybody, when you go to court in America, probably many other countries too, the laws are based on maritime law. And they shouldn't be, you know. You're on land in the courthouse. You're not out there in the sea. And you have to... They force you to submit to the law of the sea, you know, which is different than law of the land. And let me remind everybody, too, that the Constitution of the United States is a great document. And the First Ten Amendments are equally important. That is amendments to the Constitution, to the U.S. Constitution. But I also have to remind everyone that, hey, you need to look it up. Don't just take my word. And many of you don't know this. I didn't know it until I started hearing other people talk about it. 1871, the U.S. Corporation was formed to replace the original U.S. government. And corporate laws are the ones, that type of laws they were writing from that point on. And when you don't obey the laws, you're brought into their maritime court. And it's all rigged up to find you guilty and extract money from you and put you in jail and all kinds of bad things like that. Ruin your career, you know. And we need to stop playing along with this. We need to start standing up and saying no more fake court system. No more fake laws that are really not laws, but things, you know, formulas for forcing you to do things that you might not want to do, forcing you to stifle creativity. Your own creativity is being stifled by these ridiculous corporate laws. Understand there is a difference, you know? And understand that these things need to be changed. And because they're not fair the way things are being done. We might still be the greatest country in the world, in America, but at the same time, our rights were being tricked out of our rights. Unalienable rights. We're being tricked to give them away, and with the tactics are fear. Yeah, there's a boogeyman hiding in your closet. And, well, we can protect you, but you have to give away some freedoms for us to protect you. You know? We want to be able to barge in your house and check the closet for boogeymen or monsters any time of the day, any place, anywhere. Now, if you're not willing to allow us to protect you, well, there's going to be problems. And this is a kind of ridiculous situation that we have to live with. Just totally ridiculous. Unfair, unfair, unfair. Just like the motor vehicle laws. Unfair, unfair, unfair. DMV. Not the Division of Motor Vehicles, it's the Division of Motorist Victimization, DMV. Division of Motorist Victimization, and that's what those laws are, basically. Because, first of all, they prohibit you from freely being yourself, and they set you up to be victimized, and speed limits that are artificially low to make it easy for the cops to write you tickets for speeding and stuff like that. And then they have over unrealistic regulations that you have to get your car inspected in this day and age. Many places your car isn't getting inspected. You're just paying the money so they can't give you a ticket because you didn't get it inspected. You know, this is a sad situation, more victimization. And it's all about extracting money out of your pockets, whatever else they can extract from you that might be of value. Organ parts, yeah, that's going on still. Harvesting organ parts from, I don't know, prisoners or other people who get conned into getting rid of their body parts. And, hey, one hand washes the other, but those are definitely some ongoing problems. Now, this is an educational show. Every week I speak valuable information for those of you that are just waking up and are not aware of the big picture of life on Earth at this particular point in time. And this is kind of a fair request to the listeners. It would be nice if you subscribed to the show and give a donation as low as $2.99. But go to the radio station, PBS Internet Radio, and find out what the different tiers of subscribing to a show are. You know, I think it's $2.99, $5.99, $9.99, and $19.99. You know, I could use a little support because I have to pay to do this radio station, you know? That's how it is on internet radio. Unless you have sponsors like Coca-Cola or something, you know, money to burn. And of course, I have to do commercials and be forced to listen to that. The only way to do a free show, I mean, a show void of commercials, is to pay for the show. You have to pay the people, the engineers, the other technicians that set everything up to make it possible, you know? So I could certainly appreciate a few little donations. Find out how to donate and just call the BBS radio station office, you know, look it up on your computer, and you'll see the contact numbers where you'll get to speak to a real person. Okay? We don't have robots handling that. Real people. You'll be speaking to a real person and have a heart. I do need support. You know, everything is costing more, and we're in for more price raises with all these tariffs that are being put on different countries. And places like China, they're not going to go along with this. They're already preparing to put tariffs on certain things to get back at us, so to speak. But you have to be concerned about these things. You should be concerned about these things. And you should be generous enough to throw a few bucks my way by subscribing to my show. You know, this is one of the greatest radio stations on the face of the earth, BBS Internet Radio. I call it Radio Free America because I'm able to say whatever I want on the show. And if you're a calling person to phone into the show and have something to say, you can pretty much say anything you want. And we should value those freedoms and understand that the governments, the official governments, are hell-bent on taking away even more of our freedoms. And that's a fact. So it's important that as good people stick together. And if you have it in your heart to be supportive of somebody who's doing their best, that's me, to wake people up as to what's been going on big time and what's going to happen in the by the end of the first half of this year, and prepare yourself for it. Get ready. And also, everyone should have a couple of weeks of food supply in their house and water, because there might be some outages at the transfer point. Things might be closed for a week or two, maybe, because there'll be a roundup of all the bad guys. That's right. And it's going to be done in a way that we, the people, could never have done. because they have the more evolved technologies. They have unlimited forces to come in and do what has to be done. And it will happen. And we should be preparing for it. You know, and stockpiling your food and water is an important aspect of walking into the new reality. Whether the old one will disappear right in front of us or not. It doesn't have to be like that, but it could be like that. Just like the event, that whoosh of energy coming. No one really knows, or if they do, they haven't spoken of how exactly is this going to happen, how is it going to work. And it will work. But we need to be aware of these things so we can participate in a positive way. Is that what you say, in a positive way? Yeah, that's what I say. We need to be focusing our thoughts and actions in a positive way. They say we make our own reality, and in many ways we do. Most people don't understand. We're hooked into a living universe. It's not empty space out there. It's filled with vibrations and creatures from other worlds and planets. And the universe itself is alive. It listens to our thoughts and participates in making dreams come true. We're all hooked into this, you know? And unfortunately, we're not making use of it because we've allowed ourselves to be tricked, our frequencies to be lowered, and our normal connections to be severed, so we can't utilize this great living universe system that we exist in. If you're not aware about that, you might want to ask yourself, how come you're not aware of that? And there's probably plenty of people to blame. A crooked education system designed to keep educate you only so much so you can follow commands like a robot. Other things to get you to trust in AI technology rather than use your own abilities, which weakens you, makes you dormant, and it's all about control. Luckily, the controllers are going to be taken off this world as soon as our good-hearted galactic brothers and sisters land their ships shortly after the event, which is the metamorphosis of humanity, where we're going to move beyond flesh and blood and get something better. And this has all been planned for a long time, and it's in the process of happening now. Victory of the Light happened 14 months ago, December of 2023. It happened with a global meditation I participated in, and you should. They go on every week, you know, and some of these meditations now against the wars go on every day. If you're a concerned person, you need to find out about this and start participating in it, because global meditations are more powerful when more people are participating in it, you know. And you should be participating. If you're listening to my advice, you need to find out about it and participate. Do your part. Don't sit back and think other people are going to do it. You know, other people and other races of creatures from other worlds, they are doing things behind the scenes already, and they will continue to do things. But they're not going to do everything. You know? We're not going to do everything. No way, they're not. But my analysis is from what is being revealed, they're doing a lot. But don't take my word for it. Visit the portal That's right. You'll find it on the internet. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And it starts with the most recent information and updates, and then you can backtrack on it and find out what you've missed on that's been going on behind the scenes. We're so close to bringing this whole, mission to reality to an end. It's culminating with the event and the follow-up, which will be the cleanup, removal of all the negative thinking people, the evil ones. And that's where it's at. Remember that we're living in a very responsive universe. It's living. It listens to your subconscious thoughts. It listens to telepathic communication, and it listens to regular speech every day. And it could be, the universe could be responding to all of us more, much better if we reconnected it, our unconnected connections, and practice our breathing, practice our envisioning, those are important ingredients, and practice our affirmations, and practice making decisions and then sticking with them, and keeping an idea in our head day and night about what we want to accomplish. The universe is listening to all that, and the universe brings people to people. It does things that will be beneficial to what it hears is desired. Like, our Mother Earth is alive. She listens to what we want and desire. And she appreciates when we interact with her in a loving way. And that we want to protect her from the evil ones, because they're still contaminating her. Because the evil beings that contaminate the earth, and then they've tricked us into doing their dirty work for them. Yes, they have, and they use all kinds of tricks. Blackmail, you'll lose your job if you don't do what we tell you, so you better go out there and kill 10,000 cows because we want you to, and we're the bosses and you're the slaves. Now, do what we told you to do. Never mind whether it's right or wrong. You must be an obedient slave. This is the system they have set up. It's been ongoing for thousands of years. It's finally coming to an end. But we all need to, stop being so passive and playing along with this evil system that's still in place. And I say quite often, the easiest way to stop complying is if you're driving a car, seatbelts are mandatory just about every country in the world, take off your damn seatbelt. You don't need it. All you need to do is be aware. The seatbelt is oppression, specifically not designed to control and make you feel like you're strapped in, strapped into the electric chair so they can slowly kill you, strapped into a table so the ETs can steal body parts from you and experiment on you. And that's what the seatbelt is representative of. And if you're willing to be part of that and help promote it, and listen to people tricking you into doing something that has very little value. All these crash tests and stuff are a waste of time and people's money. It's all about controlling you and tricking you and causing you to be fearful that you need a seatbelt on. I mean, just use a little common sense here. They're mocking you to your face when they do the seatbelt tests. What do they use? Dummies. Okay, if you're a mindless, not speaking dummy, I guess you need to put a seatbelt on. But there's a lot more to getting in an accident and protecting yourself than putting a seatbelt on. And then this whole insidious thing about an airbag blowing in your face that can harm you itself. In fact, babies have been killed by airbags.
Yeah.
And they do more harm than good, and they keep you in fear. Do you realize when you're driving in your car, especially if you're in the front seat and the airbag, even if you're the passenger, if the airbag switch for the passenger side is turned on, there could be a malfunction. You could be having a soda in a glass bottle because you want to, you know, that glass is safer than plastic. And that bag can go off and smash that glass bottle right in your face and cause you great harm. So you're in jeopardy when you're riding in a car with seatbelts. Don't think that they can't all explode one day through malfunctions, you know? And it's wrong to put people in jeopardy by forcing them to put a seatbelt on. Yeah, the seatbelt's going to hold you in place so the airbag can bash you in the head. You know? They never talk about that aspect of it. You know? It'd be better, if you're going to have a head-on collision, it'd be better to be a good driver, quick thinking, and turn your wheel to avoid the accident. Or do whatever you need to do, or open the door and roll out before the smash happens. And you don't have that opportunity anymore. You're strapped in with your seatbelt, you know. In fact, there was a movie that talked about, it was a movie, I forget the name of it, where all the big shots coming back from a political party in Washington, D.C., and their wives were in the back of the limo. The limo crashes, loses control in the snowstorm, crashes over a bridge, half-hanging and dangling, and they can't get their seatbelts off. And the FBI guys are running around the cars, tipping, and they're going bananas how to get these seatbelts off. Too late. The car goes sailing over and the women die, or at least one of them dies. And, that, you know, perfect example of a bad situation that you can be in by having a seatbelt on. But at the guts, you know, take the damn seatbelt off and give your finger to the rotten government that made these ridiculous laws. I mean, sure, if you're at the traffic light and the cop pulls next to you, yeah, put the seatbelt on. You don't want to get a ticket. That's crazy anyhow, to ticket people because they don't have their seatbelt on. Who's committing the crime? The police are committing the crime. And the politicians are committing the crime because they made the law that forced the policemen to do things that don't even make any sense. You know, people sitting in the car minding their own business, and the cop's going to pull you over, he looks over, you don't have your seatbelt on. Well, that's an automatic ticket. You know, you're minding your own business, and then the cop is interfering in your life. And that's the proper way to look at it. So for God's sake, show some guts and take your damn seatbelt off when you're driving. Rebel from the oppression. Governments of today are oppressive in their new ways. Governments have always been oppressive, pretty much, but the governments of today are also oppressive, and they're always looking for more little tricks to get you in trouble, to give you fines, and drag you into court and suck the money out of you. I mean, we need to end all of this stuff, and we, you know, it's going to end eventually, but in the meantime, people, we need to get together, and we need to get control. Take control of your government. Take control of your police department. The police department should only be doing what the local people want them to do, not what some stupid statue on a book made by some... Pencil-necked geek who doesn't know anything about dealing with common people. I just had to say it like that, but these are the things that we need to be doing, and we need to be concentrating on breathing, coming alive again. We're all walking around not breathing heavily. We need to breathe in through our noses, suck that breath down, follow that breath down your spine, and then exhale out, and then combine that with imagining white light, a pillar of white light coming in the top of your head as you inhale, going down to your spine, and then maybe coming up and out of your mouth. Or like they do in the meditations, they ask you to envision that color of light, white light coming from the great central sun in the center of the universe, and traveling to the top of your head, going through all the chakras along the spine, down through your feet into the earth, to the core of the earth, and then bouncing back up and exhaling with your mouth open so all that white light can get caught in your aura and surround you. White light is very positive and healing. It dissipates the darkness. And call on the violet flame when you need help. Call on it, yes. You know, you can actually say it. You can say it. By the power of the I am that I am, I'm calling on the violet flame to come down and transmute the negative energies around me and protect me. And you might want to say it three times because there's a lot of rules in the universe. You have to say something three times. And what can I say? This was a call-in radio show. And the only people that called in were the ones that, the mutes. We had a few mutes call in, except I couldn't quite hear what they were saying. So it's like nobody called. Anyhow, hey, we're getting to the end of the show. Talk to your friends. We all have friends. Tell them about this show. Tell them that it's a place to learn about what's happening, where the human race is going. And listeners, find it in your heart. Subscribe to my show. I mean, it's an educational show. I don't believe you can tell me, call in next week and tell me you didn't learn one new thing on last week's show. I defy you to do that. And because I always have new information to share. And it's time to head for the countdown. But remember what I'm telling you. Tell your friends to tune in next week. You tune in next week. And you're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You the Party in Time? Hey, it's a tough question here. I'm the party in time. And 30-second lead guitar solo, followed by the whole song, I Gotta Be Somebody, It's My Anthem. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. It's a declaration of independence in itself. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here and took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh no, I was here to my stand without fear, it ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.